big enough. But the problem is, in that very same Bialacha Shemen Yudala, he also said, Zu Yisod, the famous big Yisod of his, that the negative Malacha is the only kind of it's negative. It has to start off as a negative and lead to a positive. So if you rip open the garment, the neck of the garment, according to the Shita which holds is Rashi Shita. You call it Chayvish and Makav and Pazish. Why the Chayvish and Korea had to be Allah to say? Because it is a positive. If someone asked me a Shaila, wait a second, is this also a positive? I owe you $100. I pay for the garment, the neck of the garment, according to Shita's. Shita which holds is Rashi Shita. You call it Chayvish and Makav and Pazish. Why the Chayvish and Korea had to be Allah to say? Because it is a positive. If someone asked me a Shaila, wait a second, is this also a positive? I owe you $100. I paid you. And I forgot to erase it. You know, and it's still there in the ledger. And I want to erase it now on Shabbos, because if not, the bunch of Shabbos are going to come to me, I owe the money again. So if I erase it on Shabbos, I'm Chayv, the people got upset. Mr. Ruch concurs. And the question becomes, why doesn't this run afoul of the principle that he enunciated in 50 Dalit? If it's an immediate positive, it's not considered to be Korea. So why is this considered, this Mochek, any different? That's the question I'm just asking for the Shia. I don't have an answer. I'm just not sure. It's a good question. You'll think about it, okay? Just to draw this bill up. Anyway, I wanted to mention before I forget. Get a good answer, get a prize. Okay, I'm not sure if this, maybe there's no question to begin with. This could be just before the Shia. Maybe there's a question, maybe not. All right, this is the assault. This is the assault. Tulsa asks the question also. Why is the Amanas Litzvah? That's Tulsa on that same daf, on Lamed Aleph. What do they answer? The teacher of the Shia of State Tefillah. Okay, teacher of the Shia of State Tefillah. Pashas and Tulsa is Mashma, on Lamed Aleph the Beis. That Amanas attack in fact is enough. It's enough. And therefore, you get an impression that an Ayin Gimel of a Beis, if Tosfos is consistent in Lamed Aleph and Ayin Gimel, more likely that either Lush is Lamed Aleph completely, as Mishnah Berurah Bilah contended, or as we mentioned yesterday, that he meant exactly what the Bilah said, that's in the Sif's kind of law. But we have to have a last line of defense. Gentlemen, there must be a last line of defense. Someone is going to say out there, whoever it may be it the Ritva, be it somebody, be it the Chazdish Masad, but also a person. What are we going to do with the Gemara and Ankut Hey Amit Beis? What are we going to answer? Korea Bechamoso, my Korea Ameso, is considered to be what? A Korea is Chayav Katnas. Aye, but what happened to the Indian of what? The Indian of Manasseh Litzvah. What are we going to do with that cash? So again, one possibility is to say that what the Achayev upon it depends upon Tzrichah L'Gufa. It ain't Tzrichah L'Gufa. And any Gevara says the Achayev must be Golem Adava Malacha Tzrichah Chesu L'Gufa Schayev. That's a possibility. It's going to call Yehuda. Machlok Rashi V'Tosu Kufay. And if you all like him Shimon, he'll be put. That's one lot of defense. And that's what the Ritva also said. But if you want to say that your partner, no matter what, kacha is an intrinsic part of the definition of the below, which is where Rabbi Kivega learned Pshat and Tosfos. Remember, Tosfos and Gimel is going to quote the Rabbi Yehuda. Even the quote of Rabbi Yehuda, ain't Shilu Gufa's partner. What am I saying? Ain't Shilu Gufa's chayav, but Zomer he needs, but Torah plays the doctor. And Korea needs, I'm not split for doctor. So if you take it literally, you take even the quote of Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Potter Shalom has lived for. What in the world are you going to do with the Mefurish Gemara? A Korea of Chamoso, Vameso, his Chayim. That's the problem. So there's two approaches to this problem that I want to share with you. One is the simplest of all. The Avnei Nezer is the simplest terrace of all. It's in Simon Kuf Pevavs of Kot Gimel. He says, looks you right in the eye. He's talking to Rebbe, mind you. It's not just a plain person. The Rebbe looks you right in the eye. And do you know why? You're chayiv in the case of Korea Bechamos and the Korea Mess. You know why? Look me in the eye. It's Al Manas Litvar. That's it. The Rebbe case. It's Al Manas Litvar. The Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I'm not mitzvah. Because by most, even other Imam would be different, but by Shah Krovin, you're permitted to sew up the kerah, also speaking of Shah Tabar's cousin. And by Korea Bacham also, you show your kid arm tough. So you're tough. Now you go and sew it up again, because now you need a shirt. Now we're so used to everything. Oh, you gotta stay there, throw it out. Throw it out, get another shirt. It's like if paper was valuable, it's a matter of shirts. Then look at the suit and shovel out. But it was available. They told they sewed it up, and they did this kind of sewing. Did you ever hear of any person your whole life that never was in Avelis and he sewed up the shirt? Ridiculous! Throw the garbage! Throw the garbage for much less. But in those days, they were sewing up the shirt. He's going to sew it up. Off of the mask, you know. If in fact the Korea, I'm an athlete for the Mario. That's it. You're a Rebbe, you say it, it's over. The catch is at the beginning. If those are the facts, fine. There's a slight problem. Even the Rebbe has a slight problem. Because we learned that in some Rishonim require, I think it's supposed to Sadi Dalas, or it is, some of it required, you have to be Korea Amanas to make it better than it was before. Is that Lashon Sadi Dalas? To make it better than it was before. To make it even better than it was before. But the Rebbe says, well, not everyone agrees to that. It was more than this Mahalach to be Rishonim. If you're going to be Korea, I'm going to ask to bring it right back to where it was. No better. It'd be better if you saw that rip from the Avelis or from the Hamas or the Nirva Inch or whatever it may be. Maybe Aim Sanchez Basin. But it's no worse. He's supposed to be shown him that you would be Chayav. And he quotes the Lavush to prove the point. The Lavush is cited by the Taz here in Al Simon. In Simon Shin Mem. Passes cut face, quotes the Lavush, who says something amazing against the Rebbe the Ramah. He's worried about those books that say Mendel got us from the library on it. He's worried, he says, if you close the book or if you open the book, I'm choshesh v'chatas. Chatas. What chatas? You open the book, mochek amanas lichto. Says the Sama Shavu Rebbe. But you open the book and you close it, is the letter better now than it was before? Mental M, is it mental? Now the M is clearer than it was before. The same M. You see that the Lavush is of the opinion that assuming you need Mocha Gamanas Lichto, as long as you bring it back to where it was, you got to be Chayim and not Ben HaTorah. So too, will be a Chibit Mishon at home. If you're Korea, Gamanas Lichto, to bring it back where it was, you be Chayim and not Torah. Ad Kan Dvar HaKadosh. Yes.
Beat him
came up and she ripped his shirt. He's walking in the whip. When you put the kid on top of you, you won't go to rip the shirt. You gotta rip the shirt, Nipper! If the shirt's ripped from before, it doesn't do me any good. Told you, Rachman, that's an availus. You all have to rip the shirt. You're going to walk out of a ripped shirt from before. You can't do that. So what's unique about these cases, says the stipler, is that you need the mice of ripping. All of the cases in Shas, where you need Korea, you need the garment to be ripped. Let's say there's a little bit of a hole, and it has to be ripped some more in order to be able to sew it properly. No. So if somehow that worm there made a bigger rip, it'd be a big favor. It'd be a favor. He said, I have to rip it. He ripped it. He pierced through it, so now I'm ready to sew it up. All the cases about Korea, someone needs something, this paper, someone else did it for me. Zohan asked about their Achirim. Gavaldik, someone did it for me. I just need the ripped item. These cases are unique because he got me the Meiser. By Chamoso and Almeso, he's a Meiser ripper. Therefore what? If you need the Meiser of ripping, it's not considered to be a quote, end quote, Meleches Stira. All the cases, it's called a Meleches Stira. And if it's a Meleches Stira conjecture, the Achilles Yaakov, you may require a Menas Litvo literally. But these two cases where it's not a Meleches Stira, you do not require a Menas Litvo. Fascinating idea. Fascinating idea. It's the cash if it's true. Now, in the same of Bidin Shabbos, Pelech Beis, quotes the stipler, page, Kuf Beis, Kubala for Beis, and he doesn't like it. Why doesn't he like it? He listens very carefully why he doesn't like it and how he can maybe defend the stipler. Look what he says. All these, this child Korea Bechamasa, assuming it's dependent on the Machlokas of Yehud and Rav Shimon, Pashin and Gemara Kupay and the Bay. Right? Kuan the Rav Shimon is a Tatik and the Gufa Begay, you don't have it. And Yehuda says, no, even a Tikka Bat Be'alma is good enough to look at the Tzadid Al, which is so. So the Korea Bechamasa, you rip the garment, but still, the Tikka Mitzad Acher, but the Chamasa, what Yehuda is there making, ain't so, well, I'll make so. The Chayav Kuan Rav Yehuda, fine. It's the same Rav Yehuda, Rav Hosai. The same Rav Yehuda, for the same reason, says, Harigas Mazikin, it's Chayav. You saw Tosis on that Kufav, quoted from the book Kufav Alpha Beis, if you kill the snake before he kills you. So you're Chayav Kuan Rav Yehuda. Fine. Here's the Kashan. A very sophisticated kasha in the Binyan Shabbos. Take the case where the guy killed a snake. Do I need a dead snake? I want no snake. It'd be much better if a snake never showed up. Now, Yehuda's in Yechai for that reason. Yes, the kasha. Very nice. His type was a genius. He figured out a beautiful, beautiful smara lechalek between case of Korea Bahamaso Valmeso as distinct from all other cases of this type. So what? That's the Binyan Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev you even in cases where the Sfarah does not apply, such as Harigas Mazikin. And Rabbi Shimon seems to patter you, the Pashtus, even in case the word with this form of the stipend does apply. What about the case of this case of the Ka'ovid Lemirma Ainsai in Shibesi? When a stipend svar applies in spades, certainly that's exactly what you really need to rip that to show how tough you are. And yet the passion of the Gemara and the Tosis is that that's part of the recording to Rabbi Shimon, the Malacha Shin and Tzricha Lekufa. So the Mana Shach asks the Binyan Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechai without the stipend svar. According to Rabbi Shimon, Yepater, even with the stipend svar. So this svar is a very nice svar floating in the air, no one else from it. That's just kasha. I want to tell you, in many ways, the stipend was more than a rebbe. I think the boss was, like I say, maybe exceeded that of the so much of a rebbe. So we shouldn't sell it short. Not that we shouldn't sell the shoes, but Kama Chaimer. What does that mean? I'm saying it, it's like a swirl floating in the air. So I thought the kasha was no kasha. We're going according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, remember, Tosfos hold that Korea al Pashas is over. That Korea al Meso, Rabbi Osai. That Korea al Meso is chayiv, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Korea al Meso is chayiv, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And the question becomes, why? Why? It's a malacha. Shein tzricha l'gufa. He goes to Potter. Oh! Here's where the stipe of Svara comes to the rescue! The reason why Korea Al-Mesa can be considered a malacha to be kind of according to Rabbi Shimon, even though malacha Shein tzricha l'gufa is Potter, you know why? Because it is Svara. You need the Mesa, the action of the ripping. Wait a second. Correct the Pidyon Shabbos. That's not true. That's not true. Look at the Lashon of Tosfos. Look in the Lashon of Tosfos. They don't give that reason. Look here. Have a look. Tosfos, Kufan and Beis. Avol gabe kriyas avel. Have a tikkun aveyat ayadei kriya. Sheyucha lalom shah b'chol shah. Wait a minute. That's a different reason. He doesn't give the stipulous reason. You need the mice of Korea because you're an oval. He says it's that you should be able to walk out with this garment for the week of Shiva. In some cases, parents, you change garments and rip again, the whole story. Ooh. Second kasha. Ladi is daiti, it's kasha, no kasha. You know why? It's all there, all talia. The reason why, what Tosfos is saying, yeah, you have to be able to walk out in the street with this garment, the witness of the street's a bad word. You have to be sitting in this whole garment for the entire week. It's precisely because of the din of avelus that you have to rip it. It's a Gemara in the Sefer of Moed Kot, that's called Vavah Mebeit. But the Gemara says, the guy's a cheapskate, and he's in avelus now, and he's too cheap to rip a new garment. Takes an old garment that's ripped from before, and he walks around in the whole shiva with that garment. Says the Gemara about this guy, he's a bum. Lashon Gemara is Harei says Gozel es Achayim v'Asamesim. He's a bum. He didn't rip for the relative who died, and he's fooling the people who need to be tzaddik. A bum. So when the Tosfos says that the reason why the Achayim going to Rav Shimon is because you need it, you have to have that ripped garment for the entire week. That's what it means. Because you have to have the nice of ripping, as exactly the stipler said. It's all about Talia. You have the Ritva? The Ritva is very interesting. Thank you. The Ritva quotes similar language from the Ramban. Rabbeinu HaGadol. The Ramban. Rabbeinu HaGadol. Shani Kriya came to the Torah, Lubo Shbeget Karua, Kokol Shiva Kar Kiro Lefona, Velocha Tzvichol Lugufi. Aye, but if you're not prepared, whatever. You don't have to have a ripped garment for a week. Lav kushi, the moron, lav davka naga, you should control the fun of Kol Shiva. What does he mean that? What does he mean that? Even though it was ma'akal alter, kevish and behosa shah shakorea, sorrowful the beggar karua, vizal mafusha the behosa shah, vlava tzvila the gufi, mikra moli divra kosiv, ace the kroa ve ace litva. What a remarkable flourish here, there is one. What's the puzzle of Kohelis? Ace the crow, like the stipler said, not to walk around and whip garment, the crow! The stipler's terrible also has a lot of merit, again, according to that opinion. Okay. I think we've done a little more justice to the topic, and you haven't satisfied all the critics, but a little. Now, the Rambam. The Rambam says a guy who rips his garments in anger is chayav. He's not a chayav. So the writer says, what, Rambam? You weren't there in school that day? When the Gemara says, Kufan and Beis, that the guy is a Machalkel, is an Obed Avod Azara. Look at the Gemara here, the perishing Gemara. We heard it. Shalashudis. Korea b'chamosli cannot go without Avodah Zarah. Lo yabacha el zar. Eizu el zar, but she's begum of Shalom, say, Aviyama zay, Yetzar. The Yetzar means Avodah Zarah, the Yetzar of the Kass. What's going on over here? How does the Rambam say, the Yitzhak? So the Magad Mishnah, this is the Perek Yud Alok Yud. I'm going to look back what I said in Perek Kess. So look, Perek Kess Alok Kess. He says, no, you got it all wrong. That was not the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says on the Kupay Omud Beis. Hainan Mitakenu, the Ka'ovet Nachas Ruach Li Yitzro. Oh, he's satisfying his Yitzhahara, his anger for his desire, his rage, something to consider a Takon. Good. Break the Gemara. Ukai Gavdim Yishari. So the Rive alert. And Rashi learned, I think. Kagavne Mishari, Rashi. Amalav Metakinu. Shemalav and Umaglas Yitzum Lo'olo. That's not called a Metakin. The Hilchos Shabbos Shabbos. But the Rambam says, no. It's the Hilchos Deis Shabbos. Because the Gemara and expression, the Kavan Nachas Ruach Yitzum sound like it's permissible. You mean to tell it's permissible? Well, it's Chas Hashem. It's forbidden. It's forbidden. But the Kavan Shabbos anyway. She missed a Rambam. It's not considered to be a Mekalkel. She's a Sarambam. It's not a Mekalkel. Wow. Comes the Prima Godin as a basis that you're always going to be chayev as a Korea according to the Shitas HaRambam. Even an example such as ripping open paper to get to the food inside. It's also the rice going to this Rambam. He can't ask the Goyim to do it. And there's a Prima Goyim. The standard should apply if you're ripping open a barrel, which is a separate and distinct unit, you're also the rice according to the Rambam. So are the Prima Goyim. But until they employ it. But after that topic yet, Rambam is the Farish in Perikov Gimel, Allah Beis, that it's more than double of the Jabbar. Two Kuf Melvot. The person is about Mustaki, no Mustaki. We'll get to that later on. The kit to the Prima Godim is very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. But don't do it on the Prima Godim. Open up your to your Shulchan Aruch of Mosai and see in Simen Shin Yud Dalit. We've said before. Shin Yud Dalit. Shari Tshuva. And Sif Zion, an interesting thing happened over there. Interesting story happened. Tikla Uvda, Sha'aron HaKodesh HaYasagur, Lo Yochlu L'Posko L'Hoti Sefer Torah. They couldn't get the Sefer Torah out of their own church. Sif Yudal Sif Zion, the Shari Tshuva, gets pulled old faith. V'Hora L'Havi Eina Yehudi Uman, if you call a toach police shviras shum davar, you're fine. The Uman Omer lo sagi lo shviras shini amano hora lahavi sefer Torah beis haknesses achem the tvarakol. What he's saying is that he's a doraisa. He can't even be mad there. The guy to crack open, to break open the Aron Kodesh. Why? Along the lines of his Prima Godin. The pele. Tell her why should be considered to be a mekalkel. I the Rambam. Government's matter opening up a chovis. He's opening matter chover chov for gum and chover. Tell the Afrin is a mekalkel. A pella. So the Nishmas Adam's parrot is the correct parrot of us, not the Prima Godin. Nishmas Adam's plot. We have to keep the Nishmas Adam thing. At the short end of the stick yesterday. Nishmas Adam chov test halav. We mentioned yesterday chov test base. Especially today, he gives a correct answer to the Rambam. A guy rips in anger. Why you kaya? Because the ripping itself gives you that tikkun. The ripping itself gives you that tikkun. As opposed to all the other examples, in which case the tikkun is only later on. Open up the chuppah, later on you drink the wine, open up the chuppah, later on you read the Torah. But here, the ripping itself. So there, the Rambam is Mechadish. The Binyan Shabbos points out the Lashon Rambam is Medukta. Rambam's lashon is very good halacha yud. Mishnecham basa shalcheches b'davar zeh. The ripping itself achieves the mechamas ha-melech shalchocho, the abating of the anger of the individual. After the ripping itself, but later on, what the kind of course the sheep is around. That's very important. Oh. So finally, for today, it's Shin Mem again, it's Sif Yud Gimel, the B'Alacha talks about opening the letter. We spoke about this a long time ago. Sichas Igeres, this is Dibur Maslow Haniyar. So in the Thim, a sealed letter, says he is also the fully out. Even with a goy, it's only so a good. You write the Bechadish holds it to the Doraisa. Why? Because Kriyas Hanir is the Kalka of an Asa Taki. What's the Tikkun? Mashat Sora, the Stoic also. It sounds like what? Back to the Aron Kodesh. Back to the Aron Kodesh. You're going to break it open. In order to get what's inside, he considers it to be a mitake. Not so pashut. Not so pashut at all. Shuvas Chacham Tzvi argue. Okay. Draw. Nishmas Adam says, you're certainly father. Against the cloth of death. Comes along the Bir Halacha and doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. You know what? This part of your rehabilitation, okay, let's leave out till tomorrow why the Bir Halacha doesn't like it. I give you my word. We'll leave that at Tov Tenei Dibur. As soon as he has the kash, we'll give a teretz. Should leave him hanging for a day. We did before. The dish was under the Dov Lador, the Chayodah. We should give a teretz to the kash, which we'll see tomorrow. That's the Bir Halacha asks again. Before we talk about the topic of today, which is Shel Kayama, a topic we've touched on before, I just want to add one thing I owed you from yesterday. I didn't have a chance to finish, we ran out of time. And that was the Bir Halacha's questions in Shin Yud Gimel, excuse me, in Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel against the Nishmas Adam. And since we've become big Nishmas Adam fans, we want to defend him. It's Dibur Maslah HaNiyar. Talking about opening a letter on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brewer writes in Sivkotan, Memalas the Kroa Egeres and Muchutam, Afila Mizar Shalo Yishvar Osios Achasima Rakikor and Yester Sviva Gamken Osa Luchuli Alma. Now, interesting. What's the case he's talking about? Even tell, shouldn't even tell a goy. So there are two different kinds of letters. There's the aerogram, some of you may have once written. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, that was the ritual. You had to write aerograms. No, you ever hear of an aerogram? Did you write home once last year? It's an embarrassment question. You have to learn how to write. You have to write a letter home once or twice a week. You learn how to add a pack of 100 letters I wrote in a year in Eretz Yisrael. And now it's just phone calls. Okay, I didn't call once. Not even once. There was a war went on. I didn't get a call once. Different world. Okay, everybody's now awake. So the Bir Halacha says the Nishmas Adam Klal Chav Tes Reisi the Kosa the Chuli Alma Potter the Tochen Kavanoso the Shani Ahi the Korea Al Meso V'Chamoso that Kriya Gufa Yiti Atikun. Kriya Meshachah B'chamoso, Mir Meimtzid Anshe Beiseh, Mashenkin B'zed L'Anir, Hu Mikalkel Gomor, V'atikunu Mitzarachir, U'bemes Lo Briris V'raso, usfaras achacham tzvi bezeh. The yadua the ikar tika negeres shomer the kroso. It's about an aerogram. The whole point of the aerogram is to open up to read what's in there. Pitikuno shiuchol lekoro imkain shakora o with an ayin k'der lekroso havi malacha hatzricho legufa. So he has a taina against the nishmas adam. A taina it is. The problem is he's hitting a straw man. He's knocking down a straw man. Now, I wouldn't know this, but the Sefer Binyan Shabbos pointed out in page Kuf Chav Ches and Tes, he says, very nice kasha. He has the kasha against a non-existent shita. Why? Because there were two separate things that were discussed by the Pri Chodesh and the, Pri Chodesh and by the Nishmas Adam and all those who came after. What are the two cases? One case is there was a paper on top of a lock, a gabi amanu, and how did someone get to that? That, in fact, the poskim are making on based upon mekalkel, such as the nishmas adam. That is a mekalkel. When it comes to opening a letter, that wasn't his reason. He's ladam. He's attacking a straw man. Nishmas adam didn't say that. When it comes to opening the aerogram, he gave a different etta, which we spoke about a while ago. It's a tfira she'ena l'kiyum. Remember that? He spoke about it. Tfira she'ena l'kiyum. It's meant to be open. That's the etta. So the Bialocha attacks a non-existent shita. That's what the Binyan Shabbos adds. Now, what about our envelopes? That's the very next line in the Bialocha. What he calls as follows. He says, our envelopes, that's going to certainly be potter. And so these two are goy, it's mutter shwus, you know, shwus to shwus or whatever. But then he says, wait a minute, there's a Rashi. Wait a minute, not so fast, he says. Rashi learns when so some last of the shalom komo, which is the kalkal of makom zeh. When we're talking about Macha Chayav, the Rabbi Yehuda, okay, Nachinami, Bechvezeh, Bechol Gavni, who Malacha Dorais of Yehuda, to Bechlal Korea Manas Atakein. I fear they go, yes, these are. All of a sudden, the Malacha is brought by Rabbi Yehuda Shita, like the Rambam. It's amazing. I thought we passed, we always assume Malacha Shein Tzvichel the Guf is Potter. All of a sudden here, he starts to worry about Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and not even to be matter to a Goy. Stops the Ha'orah, and why the Malacha suddenly became so Machwe at the end. Shin Mem. Throughout, and you look throughout the Mishnah Berurah and the whole sefer, he keeps saying, we pass. He's assuming we pass like a Shulchan Aruch paskins and Shin Tez Zayin and Shin Lama Dalet, like Rabbi Shimon, Melacha Shein Tzvichel Leguf Potter, like all the Rishonim except for the Rambam. Heora number two is again made by the Binyan Shabbos. He says, no, this is the prima donna all over again from yesterday. That kept saying that it's going to be considered a metakan according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But it's against the Mefurisha Rambam and the Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara is Shor V'Chavis. And the Rambam quotes that Gemara, despite the fact that he passed the Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, this is all wrong. And again, he's attacking, of course, the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam was the Shita we mentioned yesterday, against that Prima God. So once again, the Nishmas Adam prevails. That's what I wanted to mention to you, that we shouldn't count them out. Okay, fine. Now we begin today's shiur. This is from yesterday's shiur. Now today's shiur begins. Today's shiur, once again, we go back to this wonderful sefer in the Siv Chaim that we had used earlier. He had a long discussion about the principle of Shel Kayama. And now you don't have to agree with everything he says to be impressed by the breadth of his analysis. He quotes many, many sources, and I wanted to talk about it. You may remember our opening foray into this thorny area was the Hagos Mordechai, who spoke about whether there's such a concept exists with respect to Tofer or not. What was his case over there? Remember, the either he was Tofer P Beis Hatzavar, or he was Madbik. There were the Ratzonim Zug Shel Minalayim, that the shoemakers that would somehow put those the pair of shoes together, right? So the Rivah, for example, said, nope, you can't separate that on Shabbos. Why? Because
When it comes to tefillah, there's no distinction between shel kayam lakiyam and not lakiyam. So I have a stameh ha'orah. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, remember that? The Aruch HaShulchan seems to have defined tofer as opposed to kosher, that it's impossible to separate without being mekalkalit or ruining it. I have a big problem. Why should then this be considered kriya and tefillah and kriya? When they put the zugshom and the lion together with the express intention that you should separate the two and wear the shoes, it's not going to get ruined. I mean, they're going to go out of business very quickly if the shoes get ruined. I'm just making a horror. I don't know how to get out of that. How would the Aruch HaShulchan understand this Agos Mordechai who's talking here about kosher versus tofer? And we had said, for example, remember we said, and I found it in the Shabbos home, and I think in Shavuot Shabbos also, that if certain sort of looser connections where you can pull it apart fairly easily without ruining anything, it's not going to be considered to be tofer v'koreya as per the Aruch HaShulchan, right? So I'm asking you, this case of Madvik Zug Shul Min Alayim, presumably the shoemaker puts them together, right? So you know which shoe belongs to which, and you take it home and you undo it, however you undo it, and you wear the shoes. So you're not going to ruin it. So I'm just wondering why I would be in the category of Tovah V'Korea according to the definition of Aruch HaShulchan. Ha'ora, yes. Ah, interesting. That's an interesting possibility. In a Chana, maybe you'll ruin this. Let's say you're tying the shoelaces. So you ruin the shoelaces, you buy new shoelaces. That's a chiddush, that's what the case we're talking about. Maybe. You know what he says? Maybe, in fact, you are ruining it. So you put that shoelaces are cheap. Shoes are expensive. It's worth throwing out a dollar that you every time by tying the shoelaces or gluing them together to be guaranteed that your $50 shoes or $100 shoes don't get lost. It's an investment. Whenever you send it to the shoemaker in years gone by. Maybe. That's an interesting possibility. Yes? True, but according to Aruch HaShulchan's definition, if I understood it correctly, you have to be mekalkel the cheftz itself. You have to the item itself, which was glued together or sewn together. You have to rip it apart and ruin it in order to qualify for tovah v'koreya.
The purpose of the tier is for the cheftz. This purpose of the tier is not for the cheftz itself, just for a mark of the
ceremony. True, but nonetheless, I think the question is still a question. His answer, I think, if it's true, would be a sufficient answer. Now, there's a Rambam. Perikut Aleph Alokates on the Maamar Komas. By the way, who's finished the Maamar Komas? No one willing to admit to it? Almost no one? Because I'm ready to give out new Maamar Komas. Soon. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So Perikut Aleph Alokates. The Rambam talks here about Kosev Amanas Likalkel Ha'or. Hakosa b'nas lekalkel la'or chayim she'ein chiyuvo al mokom aksav el al aksav. But what does that mean? Hakosa b'nas lekalkel la'or. You're going to, by your writing, you're going to ruin the surface upon which you are writing. So that's an interesting thing. What does that mean? You're going to ruin the object on which you are writing. This leads to a discussion in the Sefer, in the Siv Chaim, which I want to again repeat some of the highlights of it. Not all of it, some of it. He makes an assumption, which you don't have to agree with. He makes an assumption that when you write on a surface and it's going to be ruined, that it's also going to become erased. It's going to become erased. That's what he suggests. Nonetheless, Yechai. So based on this, we'll see some other proofs she tries to muster. He wants to say as follows, that the cloud that we had, how did we start the first year? Opening day. We said the Bir Halacha told us that there's a concept called Kesher She'en Shel Kayom. And don't define it what goes through your mind as an individual. You decide you're going to tie the tzitzis and take it out Motzei Shabbos. That doesn't count. Either we reached the butler Daito, originally thought, and then we said maybe you should use a different kind of an expression. But nonetheless, your individual mindset doesn't count. But, if it would be a mindset of many, get an impression, if it's a mindset of many, not just you, then in fact it might have an impact. That's the impression conveyed by the Bir Halacha. So he claims, in Sefer, the Sif Chaim, that's only true in the Malacha of Chibur. Because in the Malacha of Chibur, what goes through your head is very important. We already pointed this out from some of the other Svarim based upon an Avnei Nezer, that which the Chibur is in your mind, so to a large extent. As opposed to what he called a Yetzira, when you create something, then not only is your own idiosyncratic thought process that you're going to knock it out tonight ineffective, but even the thought process of many would be ineffective. What is effective? The only thing that's effective, if there's an intrinsic change in the way the object was created, that makes it prone to being undone. I repeat again, there are three levels. What goes through my mind, what goes through the mind of other people, and the objective, if I use that expression, the objective characteristic of what the thing looks like, it's only the third. The Bialoch knocked the first one out completely, even by kosher. But the second one, a lot of people are thinking to take out the knot, that would work for kosher, or Malachos of Chibur. But for Malachos of Yetzirah, he claims, no, even that wouldn't be enough. You have to have it objectively about the, you know, either kind of collapsing, or everyone knows this thing is made to be taken down. For example, you have Kuf Kof Heim at base. It's a concept of Ohel Aroi, which we'll be discussing at Barichas, Mr. Shem, when we have a chance. Get the bone out. Try to get there as quickly as we can. But Ohel Aroi. So Rashi there says in Kuf Kof Heim at base, it's a machatzeles. A guy put up a little like a mat, and he held it up. Why? Why do you give that example? Give other examples. Where someone made a much more significant edifice, but it's a kind of a building that people take down normally. Why do I give this example of a machatzeles? Suggests the Nesiv Chaim, when it comes to bone, which is a melech of yitzira, it's this kind of a bone, only yitzira. It has to be something which is on its, right away, just by looking at it, you see, it's not there with any permanence. Not there with any permanence whatsoever. That's his suggestion. And if you look at Rashi, Beit Olam and Beis, by Itzdaba, so Rashi has, quote, She'eino lihiskayin. It means intrinsically, it's not lihiskayin. But the fact that you plan to eliminate it, and even everyone plans to eliminate it, wouldn't suffice. He quotes a Minchas Chinuch and Kosev. So Minchas Chinuch writes that if you write on a klaf, Shali Suri Hanoh, you'd be chayef. Correct the Siv Chayim, why are you chayef? Suri Hanoh, you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it. The answer is, that's what we're thinking, you're thinking, and I'm thinking. But in an objective measure, which doesn't take into account so much halachic consideration, such as the Surah Hanoh. Just look at it, he wrote in the klaf. Even though any observant Jew knows it's also Hanoh, if they have to burn it, but on its face, he wrote in the klaf, and therefore the chayev in the malach of Kosev. That's the theme which he tries to develop. I'm not going to go into all the prot, but that's the theme he tries to develop. What about the Mishkan, Rabosai? What about the Mishkan? What about the Mishkan? Was the Mishkan something which was considered Binyan La'olam? Or was the Mishkan considered a Binyan L'shah? So what do you say? What do you say about this? What do you know about this, Rabbi Sa? I ask you to see a Yerushalmi. It's hard to find the Yerushalmi. There's a Yafei Naim who quotes the Yerushalmi. That's a spell. He just quotes Yerushalmi. So where is that? What daf? From the Mar Makomas? Ayin what? Unfortunately, only quotes half the Rishonim. But all right, half is certainly better than nothing. So we can all see it together inside. Shekain Koshin be Yisedos Oholim. It's a Bavli Ayin Dalam Beis. Says the Yafei and Ayin be Rishonim Maksha v'lo l'shoh hoisa. The Kshira and the Mishkan was only the Shah. Omer Rabbi Yosef Mikavan Shahayu Khonan Al Piyadibur Kimo Shayu Kvuin Liolam. Pinchas disagrees. Ukabayah. So that Yerushalmi, actually the Yerushalmi is a machlokas about it. We'll see soon. But you understand, the Mishkan was a prefab. That's what it was. It was a prefab. We just open up the Pasha, Truma, Tetzava, Yaakov. That's what it was, a prefab. It was meant specifically with the express purpose of being portable. I mean, I love a Pasha. Read the Pashas. That's why this is a question that maybe we should consider to be a binyan which is Lashah. But if I make a regular building which is indistinguishable to the naked eye from a regular building, but somehow in my town the custom is you undo the building and you move it somehow or other, that wouldn't help. That's what he suggests. Oh. This being the case, we have to distinguish between, again, the opening day we mentioned, Melach of Chibur and Melach of Yetzira. Here's a question against the Prima Godim. Prima Godim and Shin Tezvav at the beginning, that's the simit about Bone, which again we'll get to, I hope we'll get to it in the next week. He says the Shir of Binyan Kavu has 8 or 9 days. So we get 8 or 9 days. We know where we got it from the Maria Buav and Kosher, which we spoke about already last week, which is itself questionable as we spoke, but that's obviously where we got it from. But then the question becomes, who said? Maybe only by Kosher there's a Shir of 8 or 9 days for Doraisa, which is considered Shal Kayama. But when it comes to Bone, fresh, the only time you would be Potter, the Pashtus, is if you build a structure which is by its very nature, by its definition, a prefab, and the lashon of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi, it says, what was the binyan in the Mishkan? They answered, "Benosen krushim al gabe adonim." I'm reading it from the Yerushalmi. In fact, the Yerushalmi v'lo. the lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "What was the binyan in the Mishkan?" They answered, "Benosen krushim al gabe adonim." I'm reading it from the Yerushalmi. In fact, the Yerushalmi v'lo l'sha ha'isa. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Kevin shachanu v'nasa pi adibur, it's kila olam." In other words, it's indefinite. Maybe the Rabban Shalom won't tell him to move for 40 years, for forever, who knows? We don't know. So it's considered to be indefinite. That's one day in Yerushalmi. That day in Yerushalmi is correct. So in the Mishkan was in fact considered Li'olam, and any binyan l'shah would be Potter. Rabbi Yossi, Rabban, that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to take him into Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean forever? He promised to take him into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it was considered to be Lishah. Afal Pikein Yuachayov. You get an impression from this day in the Yerushalmi that Binyan Lishah is Chayev? Look at that. Binyan Lishah is Chayev. Now let's take a look on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Rebbe says, that's where the whole thing starts. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Hakosher v'amatik, shiur v'mishkan heichan havoi. Omer Ravo, shiken kosher b'yisedos aholim. Frekt Abaye, or leads into Abaye's terrace. Ahu, kosher amanas lahatirhu. Alam Abaye, shiken orge yirio shenivskalen, nima kosher moso. Etc. So now what? So the Mishkan is a kosher manas lahatir, which means it's a kind of a kshira, a lishah. In the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, he has a whole discussion, well, which day is in fact accepted. So I think also in the Maamar Kohen. So at the beginning of the Shvisas HaShabbos, he has, in his introduction, a whole dissertation about this topic. What's called Shel Kayama? What's yes kayama, what's no kayama? That's how it starts. That's its opening line. The first words in the Sefer. Le'inyan meleches binyan emhu davka l'ksha'osu l'skayim o gamim l'fishoa melochi. First he quotes this Yerushalmi. He quotes the Yerushalmi. So, the 2 days in Yerushalmi, you should pass like the day, like the Ik of the Yom, like the second Lashon. Chasam Sofer says no. Because the Gemara Amud Aleph Mid Beis says, "So some as little as from Komo, came in the Chesiv Al Pi Hashem Yachlu Kima Komo Dami." Whoa, Al Pi Hashem Yachlu. That was the first day in the Yerushalmi. We saw that in the Feinayim. So Chasam Sofer has to bring a raya from the fact that take a look at Amud Aleph Mid Beis. Just refresh your memory. Amud Aleph Mid Beis. It says that lashon. Of course, that pasuk. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yiso. So the fact that pasuk is found, came in the chesiv, it says by midbates, al pi Hashem yachnu. Kisosam, as livels from komodami. So the fact that the Gemara quotes this expression indicates that the Chasam Sofer, we pass like the first day in Yerushalayim. Atkan the Shvitz the Shabbos. I don't know, is that really true? Take a look on the Rach, in the first wide line. Means go right back to the cave, the place where you just, I think there's a stuff missing, no? To the place where you just dismantled it. So it can sell some as the Muslim combo dummy. That's all it means. All it means is your Rebbe Shlomo can tell him, okay, it's what? It's a drill. Okay, take apart the Mishkan, guys. No. It's a drill. Put it right back together again. We're not going anywhere. Since that's certainly a possibility, so therefore it could be, I'm not doing some kavod. Nothing to do with what's considered shel kayom or not. Two different discussions over here. So I thought the Chasam Sofer's raya was not such a gevaldige raya. That's what I thought. Now, there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erevin. What's the Gemara in Erevin? which seems to indicate on Daf Nunhei that it's considered La'ola. Not so posh. Look at that Gemara, it says it's Kavua. Doesn't say it's La'ola. That's the Bekissa, there are no real rayas to this. But in any event, one thing is clear. Any halacha that exists that you need Shel Kayama in the generality of malachas comes from the Mishkan. And therefore we have a right to say that what two-word phrase is it really? Huh? What did you say? What two-word phrase we learn everything from the Mishkan? We learn Hilchos Shabbos in the Mishkan. What, we keep repeating the same two words over and over and over again? Lechos Machshavos. That's exactly what the Rashba said. I didn't find this anywhere, this expression. Not in Bavli, not in Beferish or Yerushalmi. You know, you have the Klolei Shabbos, and, you know, I didn't find it anywhere. It's a Rashba. The Rashba is quoted by the Mishnah Brura, by the Bir Halacha. By the Bir Halacha, I believe. It's a Rashba in Kuf Tezvav. Kuf Tezvav, look at the Bir Halacha, Shin Mem Sif Dalit. At the very beginning of the Bir Halacha there. Again, also the Mamma comes. He quotes a Rashba. I looked it up in the Rashba, it's there. I am the Rashba Kuf Tetzvav. What does he say? Lo b'inan sheyichto v'mashi yiskayim aksav la'olam forever. El de mekayim ektsas ache darkan shel b'nei odam lichto ben dvarim v'shem asuyon lekayim on the olam. One second. El esman echot kesifri ha-zichronos v'chayot z'ben l'inan shabbos v'leches machshevis hi. Below be'inan she'iskayim la'olam kidyo. That's the Rashba. The Rashba says that's be literally forever. Yo, apparently that's forever. I mean, nothing is forever, forever. But as long as people can see. But as long as you write it with something which is normally used for Sifrei Zichronos, that's good enough. Why? Melechas Machshava. See, the Rashba is very critical. It's a critical Rashba. That he says the source for the din of iskayim is the source of most in his Shabbos. Melechas Machshava. How did he know? Where do you get it from? Well, the only source is this Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi is deriving this din of the Olam, assuming it exists, from the Mishkan. So this is the din, the din Kloli B'chola Malachas of Shel Kayama, which is derived from the Mishkan, based upon the Yerushalmi. And again, it's a question out of Paskin. 2 days in the Yerushalmi, the Rayas and the Babli, to one side or another, are somewhat inconclusive. Oh. But with respect to Malachas of Chibur, gentlemen, there are additional halachas which are not derived from Malachas Machshavas. The fact that you have to have a kesh of Shel Kayama is not a din of Malachas Machshavas. V'haraya, the Shel Kayama is a law of longer duration. She spoke about it already at length last week. So where does it come from? Presumably it comes in Svara. Presumably. How do we know that it's not simply a matter of Malachas Machshavas? We know it from the Rav Yoh, the Siman Reishvav, the same Rav Yoh we had last time, where he derives from Shabbos to kill ayim. Kilayim begodim has to have a chibur similar to that of Shabbos. If it's melechus machshavas, what's the shaykhus? The answer is there's another, aside from all melechus machshavas in him, which apply to other melechus, there's an additional halacha of chibur, and in this halacha we have a right to derive all halachos chibur one from the other, including kilayim being derived from Shabbos. So the Tzvei Dinim, as we mentioned the first day already, it's a Din Kloli of Miskayim, and a Din Prati of Chibur. And a Din Prati of Chibur, we can derive Kilayim from Shabbos. Oh. Now with this, let's turn to the Tosis and Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. Sadi Dalet Amud Beis. Both said, this is going to be the first Gemara which we're going to discuss. We learned about Solveya and Kosev, because it's brought in here in the same sugya. The Mishnah says that a Godeles and Kocheles and Pokeses, Tzemachlokas HaTanoim, whether you chayev b'doraisa or it's also b'derabona. According to Rabbi Lezi, you chayev, according to Chachamim, you are. What do these things mean, Rashi? Godelas Sara, Kocheles Enel, and Pokeses, some say she means colors of face, with some kind of makeup. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas. Nachman says shvus. Why you chayev? So the first Gemara says godelas b'shem oreges, weaving the hair. Kochelas b'shem kosevis, writing on the face, on the eye, near the eyes. And pokes is this tova, some kind of a playing with the hair. The Gemara thinks, which is kind of spinning. But na bechidera haviga bechach, tsiva bechach, tviya bechach. No, what's the truth? Top of the next off. Kochelas b'shem sovas, godelas b'shem upokeses mishum bona. Vinya bechach, yes. Fine. Fectosis. Bechidera haviga bechach. Yaf agav de kolei ani min chashiva arigo. Hocha b'seya lo chashiva arigo kimo bebeget. One. Two. Ve'od. The hocha ain sofo liskayim sho medes l'stira. When a woman braids her hair or whatever what she's doing over here, it's obviously not going to stay in the braid forever. It's going to be undone. It's going to be undone. So therefore, there's no, you're not chayiv. It's like, it's ain't no shel kayama. It's meant to be undone. So the obvious cash question is, so what's the Gemara's teretz? If the chiderach hariga b'kach mid, it's going to be undone. So what's the Gemara's answer? No, it's not mishum aregas, it's mishum what? Bona, rebbeinu shel olam. It's going to be undone. The same way as it's potter al tzaregas, it's going to be potter as a bona. What's going on? That's a very good kash. A very good kash. So he suggests an answer, does in the Siv Chaim, that Oreges is a malach of chibur. And therefore, it can, if it's subject to be undone, so you'd be potter. Whereas Bona is a malach of Yitzira. That's a malach of Yitzira. This Ptur may not necessarily apply. This is a bit of a problem. Again, I have to wait till we get to Bona to discuss it. We already mentioned before from the Evan Ozel and others, there are two kinds of bona. There's a bona just you hang a canvas to make a roof. That's a malachas yitzira. But there's also a bona that Rosh Rambam calls mekabetz chalokim, which is putting together different pieces, which seems like would be true of godelas, which may be subject to the same pturim as malachas chibur. Just making that as a comment, we'll have to wait till we get to bonus to talk about it more. Now there's a Mishnah Berurah in the Sharatiyah. Very important. Shin Gimel Sif Katan Samaches. Now we get to the nitty gritty. So how are we going to define all these things? How are we going to define Shel Kayam? With all this background. So here, it's like this. The Mechaber quotes the Gemara that a woman, also the Klo Aisha Sara B'Shabbos. But if you do it, are you Chayev? No. Ein Sofa L'Skayim. Quote Tosfos. Samaches, Rotzaloma, Visa B'Perek Abona is in Sharatiyah. Tabina Dapka Shet Yemilachto Miskayemes. Got an Iksiva Kaimalon. Okay, so this one, since this braid is not going to last forever, see a pot. Ach bereish perek habona isa sham b'mishna kolosa malacha malachta miskayemes b'shabes chayev mash malach or da filu miskayemes rak al yom haShabbos l'chud. The laws last 24 hours. We'll you know redefine that. Is enough? Chen mash mal and yestadi b'rambam. Right, because the word b'Shabbos sounds like it's going on the miskayemis. Perek tes halacha yud gimel. Uva mishne kaila klala kail zeh klal. Akar on the tzricha loma the mash a mishne poteres b'chsav sheina shel kayama. Because the mashkin who made peris, hayne mishum sheina miskayem klal. I feel like yom haShabbos. Wow. Ochin b'Rashi shom ein isa b'mishne dahai b'Shabbos a osa malacha koi. Im kein mash mad mino de beinon shiye miskayim tomid v'lo dai b'yom haShabbos l'chud uvinyon einu eini yodea d'ulai hu miskayim al yom haShabbos. We don't know. And Tosos like Rashi or like the Rambam v'afil yom haShabbos einu miskayim l'kach pot. I don't know. I guess the Chavos Chaim should have asked the Rebbe's in Chavetz Chaim, or maybe his daughter's. How long is do they keep the braids in? I don't know. Who knows? Vibish Meisus. How long the braids are kept in? So you see that? He's not sure about Hilchas braids, but he knows one thing. That according to the Rambam, he says, one day, bingo, it's Shel Kayam and Yechai. We had already spoken about this possibility earlier, if you recall, last week. Is it really true? So the saving of Siv Chaim is incredulous. Can't be. One day is Shel Kayama. You just can't believe it. It's too short of his time span. Nope. But then what is time span? Remember, with respect to kosher, remember with the Taz, we like the Taz. We love the Taz. The Taz said there's no time spans. Either it's one day or it's forever. Nothing in between. That was the Taz's opening line. That's true with respect to the specific halachas of Chibur. That's true. But apparently in Meleches Machshevus, the Rashi already told us there's another time. And what was the Rashi's time? Remember what the Rashi said? Darkon shel b'nei Adam. It's the Rashi speaking. Not some 20th century sefer. The Rashi. And that's really the source that we quote from Iskayemis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted. That is the source. So on that basis, he writes in the sefer, in Siv Chaim, in Sadi Dal, in Sadi Hey, it's two simanim on this, where he says the definition is, depends upon every single individual pa'ula, what you're doing. Is it normally done this way? So it lasts for a day? Oh, a day is a minimum, he says. If it's normal to last for less than a day, a putter. But if it's normal to last for more than a day, you'd be chayav. But if it's normal to last for 10 years and you did it in a funny way, so it should come out in 2 days, you'd be put. That's his malach. He tries to prove that he can be chayef in one day. If you look in Rashi and Ksubas Avav, Mapis Mursa is chayef Mishambona. That's a Gemara in Shabbos as well. Mapis Mursa is found. Look, you know this is a famous Gemara. What that is in the end of Perek Orig, I think. Mapis Mursa Kuf Zayin Amin Aleph. Kuf Zayin Amin Aleph. Okay. So Mara says, Mapis Mursa Lassus Lapeh is Chai. So here, Rashi says, Kedera Haro from Shalach Shish Olsen the Taka Lapeh. That's all he says over here. But fortunately, I have the Musaf Rashi in my side. In the body, you have the Musaf Rashi? Meiridik. You should do it. You have the same one I have. That's an old one. Okay. So Musaf Rashi quotes the Rashi from Ksubis. Lasas lapeh, shemiskavin liaposa, v'lios lapeh ze liyom mochor. That's it. Lasts for a day. That's it. After the day, they're presumably the pus drains in Gemara. One day, Rashi emphasizes. And you're still chayim? You're still chayim? One day. That's it. One day. If I'll build a house, and I'll build it enough, strong enough to last for one day, I'm going to be chayiv? No. What's the difference? Parrot is a mapas more. So the normal thing is to make it for one day. But when it comes to building a house, you build a house indefinitely, not for one day. So it's the derech anoshim. That's the key is the Rashba. The derech anoshim. The derech of bnei Adam. It has to be at least one day. At least one day. Oh. Okay. So this is going to touch upon Soveya, which we already mentioned once briefly, we have to come back to. Oh. I ask you a question. If someone cooks on Shabbos, you cook. So it's going to last for a day. Here in camp, these last for closer to a week. But not forever. Not even here. So he writes in the Sefer Nesiv Chai, that's considered to be Shel Kayam. It's meant to last for a day, last for a day. Well, in the Sefer Lametes Melachos, he doesn't like this. This is in his introduction, Melachos Machshavos, footnote 136. He says, no, I'll find you cooking. He doesn't engage in this debate, but I'm just posing it as such. I'll find your cooking doesn't even last for a day. I heat up water, it cools down a second later. He says, no, I got it all wrong. There are some halachas which don't have to have shalkayama. Shalkayama is a din klali, but not in every single malacha. There can be malachas which don't require shalkayama whatsoever. You know? Because what's a yisod? When you need a yitzira, then you need shalkayama. But some malachas, the etzem hamaisa is the malacha. I mean, the extreme case is hotza. I carry from here to there, I carry right back, and I'm not going to be potter. That's an extreme case. But let's say mavir, a light of fire, goes out 10 minutes later, I'm going to, it's not shalkayama. It doesn't matter, it's the act of havara yechayev on. So here too he claims, when it comes to bishul, the act of bishul, doesn't matter whether the chicken lasts for more than a day, that's irrelevant. And moreover, he says, any malacha which he calls a malacha of hachana, a preparatory malacha, is also not forever. It goes into choresh, and zareya, it goes into all these examples, which are, again, he says, would not require kavana in the first place. He says, the Gemara's here, if you make cheese, a chayav mishum bona. A cheese can last for a long time, not forever. He says, again, the same yisod, if it's meant to last for a shorter period of time, that would be enough to be mechayav. Okay, these are some of the fundamentals that the Post will talk about with respect to the topic of shel kayam. Oh. If you look in the Rashi on Kuv Beis and Beis, when Rashi describes shel kayama, he throws in another twist that we mentioned once before. Malachtim is kayemes, it's in brackets. Alright, I agree it's in brackets, but brackets presumably are means in. The ain mosif aleha. That's a different story. Ain mosif aleha. So, alright, that means the whole mission is just telling you, if it's, you're not finished yet, then you're potter. In many instances. But there's no din of miskayemes as such. No such din? Oh. So let's talk about, in fact, soveya. Now, this is a little sort of comic attractions for next week, but let's just talk about it now, because it fits right into our discussion. That's an ishmas on my answer to see. The Rambam writes, if a woman colors her face with makeup or lipstick or things of this nature, it's only with the Rabbonim. We saw the Mishnah, like Chachamim. The smag pasna grabalezer, it's Doraisa. It has to do with the Gemara back on the Ayin Hay. Gemara talks about Shochet, fascinating Gemara. Talks about Shochet. Why you chayev? So the Gemara says, Rav Mishim Tzoveya, and Shmuel's in the Tilas Neshama. Means both. So the question is, how do we pass him? How do we pass? Because usually we pass like Rav V'Yisuri. Rav says Tzoveya. So this Nishma Sodom says that's Pshat Nismag. Right? It's also going to be temporary over here. If you shecht and the skin of the animal to make it more attractive to the buyers, that's fresh. So you're happy that it's red over there. But that's only going to be temporary. And you'll be chayav according to Rav Mishim Tzoveya. So too we should pass like Rav Elezer. If you color your face, it's all the temporary should be chayav. And presumably the Rambam rejects Rav, doesn't quote Rav, and he also holds back the Chachamim. That's the shtickle Torah of the Nishma Sodom. Frek the Minchas Chinuch. As I read to you before, the Minchas, I read it to you for inside. We made reference to this once before. It's the Minchas Chinuch on Salveya. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this Nishma Sodom. It's very, very nice, but I don't believe it. Loma David Sever Shane Miskayan al Kane Potter. Obavari Miskayim's man ma, the Miskashetisbo, Vichitsorach Mishabashi Miskayim Leolam. Vada came and she Miskayim's man ma, Havale Miskayim Vishabis. Chai Adam he quotes. Tsorachim? Let me name a Miskayim. Ezes man itin. What's man are we going to give? So he doesn't understand. Why shouldn't you be chayiv in a Torah? Why not? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. That's the problem. How do you get out of this problem? A serious problem. So, this problem is tackled by the Binyan Shabbos. Back to him. Gevaldige Sefer. This is in. See? In the fourth parak of the Schelek Bey, a whole parak entitled the Melacha Sheinah Miskayemes. He tackles this problem. He gives a very interesting answer. An interesting answer. This is very interesting. Rabosa. His answer is as follows. Any Melacha which can be easily undone is considered Eina Shekayam. Look at that. He says if you put blood on the skin of the animal, you just rinse it off with water. You put some coloring on the face, you can rinse it off with water. It's not like if I color, I'm wearing a white shirt. I can take dye and color it blue. I can take bleach and make it white again. Ah, only with bleach. If I put it in the wash, you're wearing a blue shirt. You put it in the washing machine, it'll still be blue. I hope. It'll still be blue. Doesn't come out but color. Doesn't come out easily. So if you dye the shirt on Shabbos, you'd be chayv. It's not going to come easily. But if a person puts some makeup or something on the face and you wash it off, it comes off. So then you would not be chayv. That's his yisod. Quote from the Avnei Nezer, such a yisod. He says that's pshat now a Gemara on that ayin dalel amid beis. By Ayin Dalel and Beis, the Gemara we had by Tefira. What do you want to say about Tefira? What do you want to say about Tefira? By Tefira, and the name says Kuf Ayin Gimel Dalet. By Tefira, the Gemara says V'alo Kaima. He claims like this: if I have two pieces of material, and I take two Tefiras, I take a needle and thread, I go in once, and then you know, I just leave it there forever. I will put it in a glass case. In a museum, at room temperature, he claims it'll stay until Mashiach comes. But he claims. I thought it'd be a little kinder. The answer is, you give it a shuffle, it's going to disappear, it's going to fall apart. Nistar pekalos. So here's so it is, based on the Gemara, the fine dalamid base, whatever's going to come off easily, of course there's always a thing, it's just self hard to define, whatever's going to come off easily without any extraordinary activities, is considered Eino Shel Kayama, even though in an abstract, in a museum, in a glass case, it will last forever. That's the Gemara hasn't baited up Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Avne Beis Hakise is Binyan Aroi. Right? So Rashi explains, you're looking at Avkuf Beis Lamed Beis, that's a Perek HaBona. Again, we're not up to Bona yet, but it's instructive because we learn from one to the other. So normally the way you would build a house, I'm not an expert in construction, but normally, you know, you build a house, you take bricks, and you put the bricks and mortar, right? There's always something which connects the various bricks together. That's how you do it. That's considered to be a boner. But what'll happen if there's nothing keeping the bricks together, just put a pile of a bunch of rocks one upon the other, again put in a glass case and it'll likely stay there forever. Okay, but Rashi Hamitzadeh talks about it over here in Kuf Beis Amid Beis, that in certain cases you can even make it a bit more permanent in that kind of a situation if you're Mitzadeh, but otherwise start with no foundation, you just put on one thing on top of the other. You give one little shuckle, it's going to fall apart. That's considered to be Avnei Beis Hakise, which is considered a Binyan Aroi. It's going to stay for a long time by itself. That's his Yisod. And he brings a raya from Dio Lach. You have wet ink, which may also not be considered in the category of Shel Kayama. So what's his Yisod, Rabosai? His Yisod is that whatever is easily undone, that's considered to be not Shel Kayama. Yes. Kulo Chibur. Hence, I'm adding, even if it is the Natal Amedes, it's Chayim anyway. So therefore, when it comes to the tinfoil with the paper towels, even if it is the Natal Amedes, it's Chayim anyway. It's made as one big sheet originally. That's the Yisod, which I want to correct what I said yesterday. Okay, Rabosai. We covered most of the important parts of this Sugya of Shel Kayama. Blineta tomorrow. I'll do whatever I can to try to finish up these inyanim, very practical questions. You're allowed to open a box of matzahs, you're allowed to open a potato chips bag, you're allowed to open all these kinds of cereal boxes that we do it on Friday. Are we doing it the L'chum Rabbi Alma, or is it Mika Radin? So that I'll try to touch upon that Blineta tomorrow. Mostly, I think.
So we have the formal promos for the next
year. Yeah, I don't think they're ready yet. Rambam says,